never have sex with you, ever. If you were the last man on Earth and I was the last woman on Earth, and the future of the human race depended on our having sex simply for procreation, I still would not have sex with you.
What's your point, Vanessa?
We'll be right back. want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Out of the gate, that's what I'm talking about. My name's Mal. This is Saki Bama Gogo. This is show 97. That was The Bat from the official The Bat Club. I played Batman's theme, Green Hornet, Summertime Blues, and Jailhouse Rock. Make sure you tell your family, friends, this is the place to be here on Sunday nights, or if you're getting this out of the audio archive, spread the word, spread the love. It's the only way we're going to get famous, baby. Here's more music for your ears and your butt.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
You're all casualties. What's inside a girl?
And we're going to play the first one of everybody here brought their songs. We've got music from Libido, which with Narita, who's here in the studio, and we've got two members of a group called 5678. And this is live. Let's see here. This is going to rock out on us. Gotta wake up a little.
Welcome to a night of total.
Thank you. と一緒に眠る。
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
That was the world famous 5678s off of their golden hits of the 5678s. I played Horror Rocker, Boom Boom Girl, Jet Coaster, and Peter Gunn. Make sure you are going to Time Bomb Records. Look them up. Google search it. They have an English version of their site. You'll be glad you did. You can get all kinds of cool stuff, like a lot of 5678s. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't remind everyone they are going to be here. First, they're going to Orlando on December 20th. Then they are going to be here rocking at Janice Live here in St. Pete. The 5678s are coming. You got to be there, or you will, of course, be square. Fresh on my mind was the Browns player ripped the helmet off of the quarterback of the Steelers and hit him with it, attempted murder. You know, it's funny because they just did he just appealed. Of course, everyone appeals everything, and he was making up all these excuses. And I was like, yeah, you know, whenever I go into work, I'll go to my office, you know, and I'll pick up a chair and I try and murder somebody with them, attempted murder, you know. And when they say, you're fired, and I say, I'm going to appeal this ruling because I really think you're taking it out of concept, my attempted murder. That's totally normal. That is, yeah, just appeal that. That's, wow. I sometimes look at the stuff that happens in the sports world, and I kind of, I'm like, what world do you live in? You know, I murdered a bunch of dogs. Whatever, I'm reformed. Give me another chance. And be like, I couldn't get a job at McDonald's if I was convicted of some of this stuff. But these guys get 2 and 3 chances. I was like, wow, I should have learned to throw a ball instead of studied really hard in college and gotten good grades. I could have just learned to do golf or something. I'm not a big guy full of steroids, so I can't play any of the aggressive sports. I was aggressive back then, but I could have been the best curler. I don't know if a curling guy can attempt to kill somebody with that big stone they throw. And they just, it was in the moment, you know, please forgive me. And then the National Curling Committee goes, oh, yeah, you can come back in. Wow. Different world. It's a different world. What can I tell you? You know, if you're a celebrity or a sports star, you live in a different world than the rest of us, my friend. Enjoy it. Because we don't have those luxuries. Yeesh. Here's music and less of me.
Sorry about that.
All right, ma'am. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, ma'am.
Sorry.
There's something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No. No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Hey, you stop laughing right now.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, meow. That's the law. Not so funny, meow, is it?
I'm not afraid to die. I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Evil will have its finest hour when the grave opens and Count Yorga returns to walk among the living.
Wouldn't it be something if vampires did exist?
They do. Not in the classical sense, of course, but there are those who thirst for blood. In fact, thrive on it.
Can the dead desire, can the lifeless lust, can a vampire fall in love and give a normal kiss?
Cynthia, what if I told you I possess the power to give you eternal life? Right now, this very moment.
I'd say you were marvelously mad.
Count Yorga returns from the land of the dead to seek a mate from among the living. This time it might be you.
One never knows when he might encounter some of the more unusual truths that exist in this world.
See the return of Count Yorga, the most unearthly love story ever filmed. Here is a vampire picture you can really get your teeth into. In color, rated GP.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans? No!
Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
I know, a super trooper double shot? Why not? I'm living dangerously. That was Lolita number 18 off of their best of Lolita number 18. I can't read kanji, so it was track 2, track 6, track 13, and track 18. If you have that CD at home, look at the back of it, and if you can read kanji, and you know what it was, the rest of us don't. I'm okay with that. The other thing that happened, I know this is like all football all the time. It's not. The other thing that happened was... Antonio Brown, he was the guy that was blacklisted for being an idiot, and everyone's like, just go away forever, please. And, you know, now he's noticed, like, he put a formal Twitter thing saying, I'm sorry, Robert Kraft, and he's making, like, trying to make noise because what he didn't realize before he was blacklisted from the NFL is that the second you're gone, you're completely forgotten by everyone, unless you... like are inducted in the Hall of Fame. Like it's kind of like wrestling rules. Like, you know, like you'll watch some wrestlers and then you don't see them the next week. You just don't even remember that they're a thing. And unless they're like Macho Man, you remember him cause he's been, you know, memorable, but for the most part, people come and go and, you know, and I think he thought, oh, there, the NFL is going to stop without me. And then, like a week after his shenanigans, everyone stopped talking about him, and I guarantee the email came to everyone that's associated with the NFL, and they said, from now on, after you reference that last blow-up, we will not acknowledge this player anymore. And everyone read the thing and said, okay, standard rules apply, clickety-click, the end. And I think he was sitting at home, he was like, oh, wait a minute, people aren't crying, and it's all about me, because I'm a super diva. What am I going to do? And it's going to fail. Goodbye, sir. We do not need you. Go to the Canadian League or whatever you got to do. But, yeesh. Miscalculated on his side. I've miscalculated in my career, too. Not to that effect where I've lost millions and millions of dollars. More of the along the lines of when they outsourced my division to India. Because that's where graphics are made now. And not in America. Just if you're looking at a graph thing with graphics on it, it was more cost-effective in someone's mind to send it to another country to have them poorly put together those graphics. It's a tough world we live in. But so it cost me hundreds of dollars, and it cost him millions. Same rules apply, though, I guess, if you look at it in a funny way. Don't look at it at all. It's a bad way to look at it. Anyway, no more talking about the NFL, I promise. Here's music to make that all just forget I even said it. It's gone. See? Here's some angry music to make you forget all about it.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Oh,
There's like a buttload of gangs at this school. This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.